Mills Daily.
Another one?
The one for See It, Say It, Sorted.
Just make sure you pay attention.
Yes.
Easy. Radio.
One, two, three.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
I see mosh pits. Do you know where they are?
Oh, no.
I want Agnes.
Three, two.
Radio One.
This is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We're in for Greg this week on Radio and Breakfast. We've got the young farmers from Spalding on the Better Days quiz. Also, we test out the new lockdown features on dating apps. They've just added them. Only we do it live on air. And your house party and dating app video dramas while you're staying at home. If it helps, all the stars are having internet problems too. We discuss. And Chris's first time in a club on 24 years at the Tap End, revisited. Hey, Chris.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Thank you very much, Adele. This is Scott and Chris on Radio and Breakfast. Last one before Greg is back after his little break. He's back on Monday. All the DJs checked in with each other last night. It was quite cute. We've got a little group going on, and we were like, have you had a nice break, Greg? And he was like, yeah, I've been eating a lot of butter. I had to get off my phone last night. You know when in your head it's all a bit, like, it's too much? So I did some meditation. I've never meditated before in my life, but I feel like I slept well. I'm good. How about
you? Oh, my word. I can't even imagine you meditating.
I just close my eyes and just follow the instructions on the video. Hope you're good today.
Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Scott and Chris.
How are you feeling? That's more important. Let me know on 81199. 81199 for an early doors shout. This Sky News thing you were talking about, this Sky News alert, really seems to be catching on the internet.
Well, I think a lot of people are the same. Every time they hear the breaking news sound, it now has words in my head, and I think other people now have those words in their head. So sorry about that, but true.
So Chris's wife's parents have the Sky News alert on their phone, so anytime any news happens, which at the moment is a lot, that annoying music comes on, which is like, oh no, what's this? Another one. So we've put words to it now, which are...
Oh, what now?
I heard Adele talking about that earlier. I'm still trying to find words for the BBC News alert. What could the words be for this? Because a lot of people have that on their phones. Any ideas, let me know. Coming up, another Beyoncé challenge at 8:15. Another one of our listeners tries to nail the really high bit in Love on Top. And yes... Chris Stark has secured Eddie Hearn for a DJ set.
Irrelevant, boring, old, yesterday's news, out of the way, excuse me, we're coming in.
10:40 this morning, Eddie Hearn, king of the meme, is doing a DJ set on Radio 1.
Let's do it, baby.
The Scott Mills Daily. Radio 1 Breakfast.
One with Scott and Chris.
Hope you're good. Good morning, Kieran in Hastings, who says 10:40 can literally not come soon enough. Eddie Hearn DJ set on Radio 1.
Massive, 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 massive. People are setting alarms for this. I've had so many messages. It's bizarre, because we just thought it'd be a bit of a laugh, right? So I put the text in just to test the water a little bit, and he was obviously really keen to do, because he loves the idea of being a Radio 1 DJ. But you've been seeing this as well, Scott. The amount of people that just seem to be buzzing for an Eddie Hearn DJ set. The thirst is real.
I got a message from boyfriend's sister yesterday going, oh my God, Scott. And literally, like, she never texts about the show. I cannot wait for Eddie Hearn. Oh, go on then. More of a national treasure than Gemma Coles.
Wow. Wow, because also she doesn't strike me as a boxing fan.
Well, she's not.
You know, and that's primarily what he does. He's a boxing promoter. But then I suppose he's just king of the memes.
Well, yeah, that's why. I mean, I doubt she knows anything about his boxing promotion career. But yeah, she just loves his memes. And there is so many. So Kieran started following at No Context Hearn a while back and he's fully obsessed. And also, I've been told that he's going to play some quite filthy R&B.
Yes.
So I'm thinking, like, this kind of thing, you know?
Well, because he's a little bit grubby himself, isn't he?
Grubby,
Let's just embrace it. You know, there's no offence meant by that, but he is a little bit.
Yeah.
So this is perfect, really.
So I think some full grubby R&B anthems. That's what we're saying.
Oh, go on, then.
Oh, go on, then.
Eddie Hearn at 10:40 with the grubby R&B.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, so we've binned off the yesterday's quiz because who wants to talk about yesterday's news? We are heading to a better time. Today, we are talking about the 14th of June, 2018, which was the opening of the World Cup in Russia. Chris Stark, what are your memories?
Yeah, well, this was a very exciting time. Obviously, lots of barbecues around the place, all the home nations involved. If I remember right, the opening day of that tournament, the opening ceremony was performed by Robbie Williams.
Yes.
I wouldn't say it was one of his more memorable performances, truth be told. But yes, Russia faced Saudi Arabia. That was the opening match. And it was just... Do you know what it was? It was just a lot of excitement because it was the start of a tournament. Everyone was hopeful. Everyone was looking forward to lots of excuses for having a few drinks and barbecues and all that kind of time. So that's where we're imagining when we do this today.
That's today's Better Day, and we welcome from the team Keeping It Smart, 2 metres apart, young farmers from Lincolnshire. Representing that team today is Alex. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going? How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks. Yourselves?
Yeah, we're all good. So you're back out on the farm today, are you?
Yes, I am. So my rolls broke yesterday, so I've got the morning off after being fixed, and I'll be back out this afternoon. So
I hate it when your rolls break.
Quiz.
Oh, when it's the worst, isn't it, when your rolls break?
Absolutely. What do you mean by rolls? Is this the rolls? I mean, is someone doing well? What's going on?
So you roll the field after you've drilled it to compact it and keep the moisture in. So it's a pretty mundane job, but being a young farmer, you get sent the best jobs.
Back to it today then. Hey, your mate Tom did well yesterday.
He had a shocker.
Yeah. I mean, he thought J-Lo was a rapper, but that means that you've only got 5 to beat from Joe, who was first on Tuesday, and 4 to beat from Tom yesterday. So, Alex, I think, like, the pressure's not big for you.
No, it's not big at all, but we've got to get the... got to do the team proud and get the numbers up a bit.
All right, so Alex has got a full day of farming ahead in, it's Spalding, isn't it, in Lincolnshire?
Yeah.
You got good weather there today?
Yeah, it looks all right outside now. Not a cloud in the sky.
Yeah. It's going to be nice today. Annoying, but stay at home. Apart from if you're in a field on your own and working like Alex. All right, so 90 seconds about the 14th of June 2018. Do you remember this opening of the World Cup day in Russia?
I do indeed, yeah.
All right, so I've got the questions. I've got 90 seconds. Josh has got the dingers. Can we check them? Yes, there we go then.
Yes,
right.
Good dingers.
90 seconds on the Better Days quiz. The opening ceremony of the World Cup took place on this day, but in which Russian city?
Moscow.
Yes. Which famous Ellen launched her first stand-up comedy tour in 15 years?
Pass.
My lookalike, Ellen DeGeneres. Kylie Minogue joined Prince William at a reception at which palace?
Buckingham Palace.
Yes. Which singer of She's the One and Angels performed at the World Cup opening ceremony in Russia?
Oops.
Robbie Williams.
Yes. Good one, Chris. Which president of the United States celebrated his 72nd birthday?
Donald Trump.
Yes. Alexandra Burke sadly cancelled her UK tour on this day, but which talent show is she famous for winning?
X Factor.
Yes, Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods were struggling at the US Open on this date, but which sport does that involve?
Golf.
Yes, which team beat Saudi Arabia 5-0 in the World Cup?
Russia.
Yes, Jessie Nelson celebrated her 27th birthday on this date. Which girl band is she in?
Little Mix?
Yes, which reality dating show was on ITV2 at this time?
Love Island.
Yes. Which Shake It Off singer opened her UK arena tour in Manchester? Shake It Off.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I heard you say Taylor Swift, so I'll have it.
One!
There was a bit of Charles Ingram there, but it's all good.
Yeah, that was bizarre. It was very slow and steady. It was almost like you didn't know any of the answers, but then somehow managed to work them out. So, as you said, very Charles Ingram. But weirdly, you got a good score. You got 10.
Oh, I mean...
Decent. Well, beating the other two, then.
I mean, a lot. beat the other two. So go back to the rolling with your head held high and spoiled in today. Alex, best one of the week. Congratulations for being on the Better Days quiz. Thank you. And
Hello, thank you very much.
Say hello to all the lads. Stay safe. Tom and Joe from the team Keeping It Smart, 2 metres apart, all right?
Cheers. Can I do a quick shout-out?
Yes.
Just a quick shout-out to all the key workers in NHS and also a shout-out to all the Newcastle Agrics keeping things going.
All right, listen, Alex, thank you very much for being on.
Cheers, bye.
Scott Mills.
So, obviously, people that are on dating apps at the moment, the idea of them is you want to meet up with someone, but we're in times where you can't meet up with someone, which is the idea of a dating app. So, and I don't know whether you've tried this out yet, if you are single and available and you're using the apps, they're really adapting them for lockdown life. So you can chat like normal by like texting, like on WhatsApp, right? But then lurking at the bottom, do you know this, Chris? This has just been added to quite a few of the apps.
Right.
You're chatting like normal, and then it says, are you ready for a video or a phone call with insert name? Let's say Ollie. And then it says, private until you're ready. And then the options, there's two buttons, not yet or ready. On Bumble now, that's on Hinge. On Bumble, you can do audio notes straight away like you do on WhatsApp. Now, one of the team just tested that out and it went through, so she's had to unfollow immediately on Match.
Oh, no, no. So here's the thing. When you say that you're ready, let's say the other person isn't ready. At some point then, I'm assuming, there's a wonderful moment where the other person then goes, I think I'm ready for it now.
Yeah.
And then it's all on. The video starts up and like, boom, it's like The Masked Singer.
I'd quite like to try this because I don't know if anyone's tried it yet. Let us know on 81199. What happened? So I actually have I have a phone which has been handed to me at a safe distance from one of the team. Are we going to do this?
Yeah, it's been thrown at you.
All right.
This is like, have you seen, you've seen Love is Blind. Lots of people, I reckon, have seen Love is Blind. It's a little bit like this, in that you're just talking for ages through a wall, and then suddenly you get to see the other person. Often a good thing, often a bad thing.
Right, so these two have been chatting for a while. I've got the phone of someone who works on the team, and it does say, are you ready for a video call or phone call? And then I've got the options staring me right in the face here. Not yet, or ready. Shall I press ready? Press ready and see what happens?
Absolutely. Let's go ready.
Oh, God. Okay, here we go.
I'm excited.
Obviously, you can't meet up with anyone at the moment, so it's, you know, it's dates over the phone. I mean, I've never called so many people. Or
but
video
what if
people.
If the other person's ready, is this not just going to connect up and suddenly this person is
well, that's the thing. I might end
Scott
up,
Mills catfishing them.
I might have end up with a live conversation on Radio 1 with this person now. Shall I press the button?
Yeah, let's go.
I really want to press the button. Okay.
Imagine the surprise for them. This is going to be awesome.
Am I ready for a video or phone call?
Ready.
Ah! Okay. Ready. Oh. Stay tuned. We'll let you know when you're both ready.
They're not ready yet.
I mean, it's quite early.
But won't it be wonderful when they wake up and then they press it themselves?
Okay.
Here we go, guys. Real life drama.
I'm going to maybe keep this phone not too far away from me, and I'll let you know when they're ready. And then I don't know what's going to happen.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's catch up on all the latest things. So this ITV drama called Quiz, it concluded last night. I didn't watch it last night. Just other stuff on, you know. I'm so busy at the moment. At home, doing nothing. But it's about when a guy called Charles Ingram allegedly cheated his way to win the jackpot on that old show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And this show is getting millions of viewers every night. So because of that, everyone has taken to watching old episodes of it on YouTube. Chris, do you remember when Chris Tarrant used to announce the names of the contestants who'd next be on the next episode, like we all actually cared?
Yeah, it was. You're right. They got a proper... it was almost like, here they are, this amazing person you've never heard of.
Yeah. If you've never seen this before, just a load of names and locations. I don't know who they are.
Wilbur Buchanan from County Tyrone. Kevin Squirt from London. And George Gibson from Fife.
Lovely, yeah. There's also a great Twitter account by a guy called Jake Graham. He's at Albion Jake on Twitter, and he's found some of the best waves from the contestants when Chris Tarrant announces them. My favourite is Fiona Lamont, who is giving zero. She doesn't wave. Fiona not bothered. She's just there. It's like, Fiona Lamont from Glasgow! And she just looks at the camera. There's also a little dainty effort from Brian Davis in Cumbria. He does like a little twinkle of the fingers there, like, hiya. And there was this guy on the American series who did this on Million Dollar Question.
I like to call my parents right now.
Sure.
Use my lifeline, call my parents.
What are their names?
My father. I'll talk to my father.
Does
Tom.
He have a name? Tom.
He does have a name, yes.
Tom.
Okay, so he's using his lifeline, that's like phone a friend, and he's calling his dad. So far, so good, but then this happens.
John, you've got 30 seconds. Starts right now.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
I don't really need your help, but I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to win the $1 million.
Wow. What a baller.
I don't need your help. I just wanted to let you know that I'm about to win $1 million.
Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Scott and Chris.
Niall Horan tweeted last night, 10 years since my X Factor audition aired on TV. Lost for words, to be honest. All I can say is thank you to every single one of you for your support over the years. I'd like to relive how it went 10 years ago. Here's the very first time we met Niall.
I'm Niall Horan. I'm 16 and I'm from the Mullingar in the Midlands of Ireland. I want to be like big names in the world, like Beyonce and Justin Bieber is a perfect example. I've been compared to him a few times and it's not a bad comparison. I want to sell out arenas and make an album and work with some of the best artists in the world.
Okay, we all know his audition, but does anyone remember the judge's reaction? It was Katy Perry and Simon, and it wasn't brilliant.
I think you're adorable and you have charisma. I just think that maybe you should work on it. You're only 16. I started out when I was 15. I didn't make it till I was 23.
BBC.
Radio
1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Roisin, did you see this yesterday? The Welsh weather presenter, Owen Wynne-Jones, he kind of went the extra mile and has learnt how to drum along to the theme from BBC News.
I could not stop watching this yesterday. It's so good.
I mean, I think, like, he's a... Him and Derek the Weather in Wales, Derek Brockway, big news. But now, Owen Wynne-Jones, well, he did win the internet yesterday. Have you seen this, Chris?
Yeah, it's the nuts, this. He's absolutely smashed it. What a talent. This this should have been on Britain's Got Talent, shouldn't it, really? But it's fine, it's doing the rounds on the internet.
So this was a video, but then they actually had him, to fill some time, on the BBC News channel yesterday afternoon, doing this live. So he finishes his weather report, like he normally does, like this.
That's the forecast. Stay safe, and I'll see you soon.
And then rushes to a drum kit. Weird. I got a follow from Twitter on it, from him yesterday, and I was like, "Oh, it's Owen Wynne-Jones." Strange times. I've never heard of him before, and I'm like, "Oh, I've got a follow." Yeah, it's just another day. We're all staying safe at home, and I know what you're thinking.
What day is it? 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 What day is it?
Thursday.
There we are.
Scott Mills.
Beyonce challenge. Now, Lauren, your sister Amy reached out to us, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
And she thinks you can absolutely nail this one.
No, I'll give it a go.
You were on a TV show last year, weren't you?
I was, yes, Michael McIntyre show.
And was that because of your singing talent?
It was, yes.
What were you doing on there? Were you the kind of guest performance at the end?
Yes, I was the unexpected star of the show. I thought I was going go-karting. So I drove a go-kart straight out onto London Palladium stage in front of 2,000 people.
It's so good when they do that on that show.
It's horrible. It was amazing, but it was... I mean, I was pedal to the metal. I was ready to go. I'm very competitive when it comes to go-karting, so I'm glad I found that break. Otherwise, the front few rows wouldn't have gone home.
Wiped them out. All right, Lauren, so you know this song. It's Beyonce, Love on Top, and it just gets higher and higher and higher. So we'll start off with the bit that's manageable. It's this bit, okay? Yeah, okay, we've got a good one here.
Oh, we found one. This is going to be good, I think, Scott. Come on.
Okay. And we're going up again.
Baby, it's you. You're the one I love. You're the one I need. You're the only one I see. Come on, baby, it's you. You're the one that gives your all. You're the one that can always call when I need to make everything stop. Finally, put my love on top, baby.
Yes, go on, Lauren. Here we go.
Baby, you're all I need. You're the only one I see. Baby, it's you. You're the one that gives your all. You're the one that I can always call when I need to make everything stop. Finally, you put my love on top, baby.
Come on.
Still going.
Go, go, go.
Still going. You can't go higher, surely.
Oh, I probably could, but I lost the music.
I know. Well, then, no, Beyonce... That's
try
where the,
and carry on
That's
without
where
it.
The song runs out. Beyonce can't do any more. I'm impressed with that.
That was so good.
Wow.
Thank you.
I told you we'd find someone, and it's Lauren.
Yes.
I feel a bit funny now. Thank you very much.
No worries. My managing director's in the opposite room. Oh. He's going to be walking around any second.
What's your job?
I work in a mechanics garage where I'm keeping all the ambulances on the road. So
okay.
Adams Moore in Southampton.
In Southampton?
Yes.
See? Southampton's got talent. There it is. Lauren, stay safe and thank you very much for being on.
No worries. Bye.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills here. If you're setting up for another day of working from home, Cardi B is absolutely all of us trying to work Zoom.
No, I'm going to log off and I'm going to log back in. Oh, it's come back. It's back. We're back. Wait, hold on. Oh, it's from... Oh, my God. What is going... Okay.
Turn it off.
It comes up and then it goes down. Okay.
Turn it on again.
I don't understand. I don't know why I keep doing that. I'm going to log off and I'm going to log in. Back in, okay?
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, everyone's got well into baking and cooking recently because we've all got a little bit more time on our hands. If you want to see some absolute food filth today, check out Jack Whitehall. Jack Whitehall started his own filthy food channel on Instagram, and I am here for it. Last night, he made a Sandoz, which is deep-fried steak in panko breadcrumbs, like you get in a katsu curry, with some tonkatsu sauce, which is sweet, tangy, Japanese-style sauce in fried bread. It's making me feel hungry.
Mm.
Oh. If you want something less posh, then he also, you'll see a picture, has stuffed the dirtiest burger you have ever seen with cheese, and he's having that for breakfast right now. Go on, Jack Whitehall. You know, some of the restaurants, like the big restaurants that we can't go to at the moment because they're not open, are putting, and they've never done this before, they're putting some of their recipes online. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I've seen it with a couple of them. This is a really good idea. But I'm still not convinced. I've not tried it yet myself, but I'd be interested to know if it actually works at home.
Well, you know the one that does famously the katsu curry?
Yeah.
They've just put it up on their website, and I'm trying it today. I'm trying it later on. I mean, when have you ever added panko breadcrumbs to your food order? I had to add it last night. The food order that I actually ordered 3 weeks ago, which is finally coming today.
Scott Mills.
Let's go back in time to 24 years at the Tap End. These are stories from Chris's life. We called it 24 years at the Tap End because it took him 24 years of his life to realise he was sitting at the wrong end of the bath. He was sitting at the Tap End, the slopey side. Put your back on there on the other side of the bath. It's much more comfortable. 24 years before he realised that. Where are we going today?
We're going to go to a night out that I had in Watford. Now, the club has changed names, but back then it was called Destiny. Lots of people will have been there. Legendary place.
What is it now?
It's an Oceana. No, it's a Prism.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Of course. You know what it is. But loads of people will know it as Destiny. And I'm ready to go back in time. I mean, a lot of lessons were being learnt back then, you know, Scott. Are we ready for this? Let's do it. Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did 24 years at the tap end. At the tap end.
As a 16-year-old boy from Pinner, there wasn't really much to do. Me and my mates would play quite a lot of football, and I was part of a tennis club, so that was a place to go. We would also hang around the war memorial in Pinner, eating steak slices from the generic popular bakers in northwest London, and we'd fill our time cycling about. Life was good, apart from the fact we struggled to recruit girls into our group. We were pretty awful with girls, but had a break this year through Dougsy's sister Jo, who introduced us to a couple of girls, Roisin and Aoife, who we ended up having a lot of laughs with over the year.
Did they have a steak slice?
No, they were never that keen on the steak slices, no. Them. It was mainly just me and the boys.
Yeah.
The difference between the girls and us is that they were quite cool and often went out in the evenings. We weren't old enough to take shelter in the pub, and in the evenings, we couldn't really go out proper clubbing. But in my 16th year at the tap end, Roisin and Aoife announced that they were going to an under-18 club night at Destiny's in Watford. To make myself look cool, I pretended that I had been loads. The truth was, however, that this was to be my first experience of an under-18 club night.
So imagine I'm Aoife right now.
Yeah.
So, Chris, like, do you want to come down club night at 18 under 18s?
Good impression.
Do you want to come down?
Yes, please.
Have you been before?
Yeah, loads.
What's it like?
It's really good.
What happens?
I would have got a bit stuck at that point. Because
She didn't probe any further, did she?
No, no,
you just
not
went,
really.
Yeah, I've been before, loads.
It's just like, yeah, cool, let's do it, let's get the tickets, it's all fine. A week before the night, I picked up my ticket, in the day, from the club. And from that point onwards began preparations. This was a step up from school discos. A Ben Sherman wouldn't do the job anymore, like when I was younger. I didn't have an extensive range of pulling shirts at that age and decided to ring the club to research the door policy.
Do you have an extensive range of pulling shirts now?
Reading that, I don't really, do I?
Well, when did you have a whole wardrobe of pulling shirts?
No, it's just what I mean more is that at that age, I didn't really have any kind of nice going out shirts.
Right, yeah.
You know, I had a lot of football shirts, a lot of sportswear, but I didn't really have one that I thought was suitable to an under-18 night at Destiny.
You were generally quite flammable, weren't you, for the first, like, 16 years of your life?
What does that mean?
You were pretty much 100% polyester for a long time, weren't you?
I never thought about that.
You really
yeah.
were. One match, whoomph, you'd be up.
I was pretty flammable for the first 16 years. I settled on school shoes as a safe bet for entry and persuaded my mum to give me the money to buy a check shirt. I was raring to go. Me and Dougsy were to be picked up by Roisin and Aoife's mum at around 8:30, and then she agreed to come collect us at about 1 a.m.
One?
Yeah. It's a late one.
It's a late one, yeah.
In the car, I concentrated on the job in hand. I was unsure how the whole night was going to work, but it was clear that the aim was to pull a girl. I was uncertain how this would work in practice or how I would execute a plan of action, but I played it cool and pretended that I knew what was going on.
Did you mask up at all?
I mussed up, but it would have been still at that stage with Africa.
Mm.
There's no doubt about it.
No actual cologne?
No, I didn't really discover cologne till a few years later. There was no pre-arranged dances like in my Year 6 and Year 8 discos. This was going to be a free-for-all, every man for himself. To complicate things, I found out in the car that it was to be a foam party.
Oh,
Yeah.
They mess up your clothes.
It was going to be a night of first, really, because that would, when I found out about the foam party, it meant that this was going to be my first foam party, which is a big deal in any man's life.
Yeah.
And actually my first club night.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah, and also, you're wearing a new check shirt. That's going to get ruined.
True. And a lot, a lot of gel in my hair at that point, that age.
Once again, flammable ad. Scott Mills. And we're returning to Chris's first ever club night.
As we turned up, the queue was long and stretched down the road. These under-18 nights were busy nights. Boys were separated into one line and girls in another, and we were frisked on entry. All chewing gum was confiscated. I'm not really sure why. And as I handed my ticket over and made my way to the door, I could hear the pounding bass of the club. I pushed through the doors of my first ever club night, and there it was in all its glory, Destiny Nightclub in Watford. It was quality. There were girls everywhere. Me and Dougsy stood there in awe. We had already lost the girls that were with us as they headed straight to the dance floor. Not having the courage to do that, we headed straight for the bar. No booze, of course, but we splashed out to impress the people around. Rather than soft drinks, we went for the energy drink. And feeling like it was the right thing to do, bought three more for the random girls standing next to us at the bar. This was an error, however. I had only been in less than 5 minutes and I'd boshed all my money. They also ran off. I was out of my depth.
Did they take the energy drinks and go?
Yeah.
Rude.
Well, no, because it was a lesson learned, because what I did is we just saw the girls there and we didn't talk to them or anything. We just bought the energy drinks for them. So they literally just received these drinks and just went.
Off they went.
What you should do is talk to the girls before, then say, can we buy you a drink as an inn?
Right. Thanks for that advice.
Right. Excitement grew with the arrival of Blazin' Squad, who were performing before the foam. Yes. The dance floor went ramo, and as they began to perform Crossroads, me and Dougsy stood there, sardined, watching everything around us.
Hang on, I need to... I think we need to find this. Give me a sec.
Oh, yes.
This will take you right back there. So remember as well, in the film version, you've got Harry Potter and Ron Weasley playing the parts of Chris and Dougsy.
Yeah. Is that confirmed already?
Well, I'm sure it'll be fine. He seems like a nice bloke, Daniel Radcliffe. He'll say yeah. So just to set the scene, we've got the music.
Yeah.
A Blazin' Squad on stage.
Blazin' Squad have just gone on stage. The place is going crazy, of course. And
all of them.
A large majority. There was quite a few, wasn't there?
Was Kenzie there?
I think so, yeah.
Rocky B.
How do you know this?
Strider.
Yeah.
Mello D. Was he there?
This is a party trick. Do you actually know them all?
Yeah, of course I do. Rocky B, Strider, Mello D, Flavour, Kenzie, Reaper, Spike E, Tommy B and Malcolm.
Malcolm?
Yeah.
Generally, blokes were going up to random girls and dancing behind them before moving in for the kiss. I didn't have this kind of confidence, but me and Dougsy did give dancing in front of a girl a go. The problem is we both danced in front of the same girl, which looking back was probably a bit awkward for her. We also had no chat. It was difficult for everyone involved. So what was happening, thinking about it, there was that one girl standing there, dancing, and then me and Dougsy were both trying to dance with the one girl.
That would be Hermione in the film.
Yes. See you at the crossroads. But it was just very awkward for everyone.
What was she saying? She wasn't
really saying anything. She didn't know where to look either, because whichever way she turned, there was me and Dougsy.
Jiving away.
We thought that was the right thing to do, and it obviously wasn't. Before we knew it, the foam came down. And as the foam gathered and grew around us, survival mode kicked in. And in a panic, I fought my way off the dance floor.
The first time that happened to me, I was properly scared.
You don't expect it
you
to be
do
that
not.
Deep.
And suddenly, it's there.
Yeah. I thought something was going wrong.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Mistaken for looking like I was fighting, I was forcibly removed and exited through the front door. Dougsy followed close behind. As the secu-
Hang on a second, were you chucked out?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I started thrashing around in the foam trying to get out.
Help! Did you have your arms in the air?
I was panicking. I had two hands on Dougsy trying to raise above the foam. I thought I was going under. And security took that to mean that I was fighting and promptly kicked me out.
You're only fighting the foam.
Yeah, well, they didn't think I was. They thought me thrashing around in the foam was I'd lost it or something.
Unlucky.
Dougsy followed close behind. As the security held me outside, waiting dads looked on frowning. There was loads of them, all judging me.
God,
So like every girl in there, their father was outside that club.
Yeah.
So when I got removed with my, you know, hands behind my back, security leading me out, all the dads of Watford looked on. Yeah. It wasn't long before Aoife's mum came to pick us up. Thinking it would be cooler, I pretended to the girls that I had actually been kicked out for fighting. I didn't have the face to tell them it was because I was scared of the foam. It had been several lessons learnt, the primary one being, don't buy drinks for girls without speaking to them first. It's a waste of money.
Scott Mills.
Some of the dating apps are changing the options a little bit for life in lockdown. Like, when would you ever call them? Now, I think it's Hinge, yeah, it is Hinge, where you're messaging away like normal, and then it says, are you ready for a video or phone chat with name?
It's like it's the next stage of the process. You know how normally you talk for a bit and then you might arrange a coffee, that kind of thing. They're making a big deal about the fact that you can then just video them and make it a moment.
Well, the idea is that obviously when you're going on a dating app, you want to meet someone face to face, but you can't do that right now. So this is the next best thing. Kathy, you've been quite busy, haven't you?
I have, yeah. Living my best life on the video dating.
Okay, so how's it going for you? I know you've been single since last summer, and you've stayed friends with a few that you've dated, right?
Exactly, yeah. So obviously lockdown comes around and they're all sort of coming out of the woodwork, everyone's bored. Yeah, that's cool, I'm in the same boat. So I've started like playing around with these like, video dates and stuff, and obviously the house party app came up, and that's all really fun and everything. So I was chatting to this guy called Jamie, that's not his real name at all. I was sort of seeing him before lockdown happened, but obviously that all put a stop to everything.
Right.
But I told him, oh, let's have a video date on House Party. It's really good, it's really like fun app, told him how to use it and everything, got it all downloaded. So we had a video date on the Tuesday, had a nice chat, little drink, all going well. Then on the Wednesday, I thought, I've also been chatting to this guy called Lee, who I was seeing last year, and we thought, well, you know, we're both bored, let's crank it up again.
Yeah.
Had another date planned with him. So we were going to go on to House Party at 8 o'clock. So I go on, get some makeup on, and I get myself dressed up, but make an effort.
Yeah.
Went on House Party to call Lee, and then Jamie obviously got a notification that I was on House Party, and all of a sudden he's there.
Oh no, you forgot to lock the room.
No, I didn't know about locking the room. I just didn't know. It was just a rookie mistake. So I'm sort of saying, oh, how are you? Oh, what another date do you? And I was like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, that's, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I'm thinking, oh no, what's going to happen? Lee's going to be waiting to speak to me, and then all of a sudden, there's a little notification pops up in the top corner. I'm short of breath, and it says Lee has joined the call.
Oh.
By this time, I'm hyperventilating, sweating, like really sweating. James says, "Oh my God, who's that? Lee's face is there." I said, "Hang on a minute." I tried to cover the microphone, and I don't know why I was and the camera. I was like, "What am I doing?" Okay, I just got to hang up. So I hang up. And then I'm like, oh my God, I just left them. I've just left them talking. What even is going on here? So, yeah, so Lee is there, Jamie is there, both not really knowing who the other person is, but right. Both obviously they wanted to talk to me.
Right.
I was really hoping you were going to say at the end of that they actually ended up chatting and now they're dating themselves. They're together.
To be fair, I think it sort of worked in my favour. I think they both upped their interest in me slightly after that. I think they both thought, oh, actually, there's a bit of competition. I'm going to pull out all the stops.
So,
but one of them doing shopping for me.
This will have happened to other people. You're on a house party with the first guy, you don't lock the room, then the other one jumps in and's like, hi, what are you up to? Right, tell me.
I told everybody this, and they were like, it's such a rookie mistake, you didn't lock the room. I said, well, nobody told me about locking the room.
Oh, yeah, there'll be other people that don't know this. If so, 81199, tell me that you did what I would do in that situation, just panicked, left the room, and left them to it.
Yeah, I did. I had to like calm my breathing down before I even like picked up my phone again.
Understand. Well, it sounds like dating's going real well for you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yeah, there's loads of people having absolute nightmares like this. Amber in Essex says, this happened to me on House Party, exact same. I just ducked, actually, out of shot and closed it down and said, sorry, technical difficulties. It's my Wi-Fi. Sure, Jan. My mum doesn't really understand and joins pretty much every house party I'm in. Doesn't really care who it's with. Last time she crashed it was work quiz night. Chat with the girls, there's mum again. Doesn't get it. Lauren says, I have one even worse than that. My ex-boyfriend decided to join a house party conference call with all of my ex-work colleagues. That's not okay. It's potentially full of errors, this, isn't it? Full of errors.
Yeah, I think the whole locked room thing is the key message here. Always lock it. And if you don't know about this, the little padlock in the bottom is what you got to press.
Yeah, loads of people are like, I didn't even know how to lock a room. So I'm glad that we've educated you that this morning so that it doesn't happen to you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Glenn from Welford. In a house party group the other night, and his friend Vicky's Nan joined the room. Vicky's like, Nan, get out of the room! Mike, your lockdown dating's going so well. Congratulations. Let's have a slow clap, actually, for Mike, Chris.
What's he done?
Hi, Scott and Chris. I was talking to this girl. Everything going really well for the past month. Also, we saw each other once before lockdown, spoke pretty much every day. FaceTime calls all the time during lockdown. Then the house party app comes along, and one Saturday evening, after a few beers, I was on a call with some friends, and the room was not locked. And then some other girls may have joined the call, and we got chatting. Unbeknown to me, the girl I was talking to was on the app also, and saw that I was in a call with three other girls at the same time, and some of my mates. Then completely ended things, so it's going really well for me. Well done.
Aww.
Andy in Bristol, my friend Jamie was on house party with one girl he was seeing. Another girl he might have been seeing joined the app and saw that they were in a chat. Then she decides to find the first girl on Facebook and then they call each other. And they've both been seeing Jamie for 6 months. Once again, well done.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, the other day I was saying that everyone's trying different classes and like different cookery stuff online, aren't they? Like, there's so many classes for everything. And I did mention that someone that works here has been doing, taking part in voguing classes. Remember that, Chris?
Yeah, I still don't know what that is. What is, if you vogue, what are you doing?
You know, like the Madonna song.
You mean
song?
The dance?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Vogue. I thought it was a phrase for something else. So what, when you say classes, he's learning the Vogue dance?
Yeah, it's a lot of like hands in front of face.
Jeez.
And it's passing the time for Chris, who is... Yeah. He's fully involved in this now on Instagram. So it's a class led by a guy called JJ Revlon. Here he is.
Here.
What is going on?
Here.
This
is
lockdown, gross.
In lockdown, there is a class for absolutely everything. Go on, JJ.
Bigger. Bigger. Mm-hmm. Bigger. When you look, it should look like, I don't know if anyone's seen Tiger King, that ferocious, okay?
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Lauren is straight on in Cardiff. Oh my God, I want to do a Vogue class. Bored of all the others. Done yoga, done Bari. His name's JJ Revlon. He's here for you. You'll learn it by the end of the day.
Bigger.
And good morning, Beth. Hello.
Good morning, Beth.
Good morning. Hello.
Vogue class. Is that something you might try today?
Definitely. It's on my list of things to do now, for sure.
Yeah.
Bigger.
I don't know if you've seen Tiger King. Right, what is on your list to do today?
My list of things to do today is Hayley Williams' Over It workout video. Check out a bit of Mr. Motivator, see where he's at.
Right.
And go for a walk.
Sweet. Yeah,
look at what we're all up to now. That's the list for today. I mean, it's just unbelievable, isn't it? Mr. Motivator as well. I do see quite a lot about him online. This is someone that a lot of people won't know, but he's kind of had a resurgence because they put him on TV occasionally now doing fitness. Because apparently we all need to be really fit. I'm not sure myself.
And Hayley Williams from Paramore, is that that one? She's doing the fitness, is she?
Yeah, off of Paramore. Yeah, she's done a solo project and she's done like a home video for her song Over It, which is quite apt with the current climate as well. Okay. So I recommend checking that out.
All right, and is it a good workout?
Yeah, it's good. It's 3 minutes 53 seconds, and it's enough.
Perfect. Yeah, 3:53, yeah. And then back to the fridge.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what I've got for you today, Beth. Where are you in the country, by the way, Beth?
Hereford.
Hereford. Okay. Yeah. Because legendary Eddie Hearn is coming up with a DJ set in 20 minutes. I'd like us to all get warmed up for that, and that's why we've chosen this banger. That girl is so dangerous. That girl is so dangerous. That girl is a
bad girl. I've seen her type before. She's so
dangerous. That girl
is
This is the kind of thing that Hearn is going to be dropping from 10:40. Some filthy R&B. I would like to hear...
So much excitement for Eddie Hearn coming up in less than half an hour's time. We need you to spread the word. I've just seen him tweet about it as well, Scott. It's happening. Eddie Hearn, brackets DJ set,
that's
Radio
my banger.
1.
My banger is Cardinal Official with Dangerous.
Or you can have my banger, which is this. What a tune. This is Memories. David Guetta, Kid Cudi. I would love to hear this on Radio 1 next. But Beth, it's up to you.
And that's how we play bangers. I pick a song, Chris picks a song, you decide what's on, and today, Beth, it's in your hands.
It's a tough one, but I'm gonna stick to my guns and stick with you, Scott. I'm gonna go with Dangerous.
Yes.
Oh, go on then.
Go on then.
Go on.
Let's do it, baby.
All right. Girl, I can't notice but to
notice you, noticing me. Oh, go on then. Across the room, I can see it.
Right, so everyone's getting their heads around different technology to stay in touch. I mean, let's be honest, who'd ever heard of Zoom a few weeks ago? But if you are having connection problems and issues connecting with your mates or family at the moment, it's good to know that famouses and people with proper jobs aren't actually doing much better than each other. Cardi B, doing all the live streams at the moment. She got really excited when Bernie Sanders popped up on her Instagram Live, lol. And she is like absolutely all of us on Zoom when we have tech issues. Like, just eventually you turn it off and turn it back on again. Here she is.
No, I'm going to log off and I'm going to log back in. Oh, it's come back. It's back. We're back. Wait, hold on. Oh, it's from... Oh, my God. What is going... Okay. It comes up and then it goes down. Okay. I don't understand. I don't know why I keep doing that. I'm going to log off and I'm going to log in. Back in, okay?
Bad Wi-Fi was also an issue for Miley Cyrus when she tried to call another massive pop star, Demi Lovato.
Waiting for Demi Lovato. Connecting.
Yay!
Ignore the stain. Ignore the stain.
All right. Ignore the
messy girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
Oh, rubbish. Okay, so fans were complaining. So Miley did exactly what I would do. She took the laptop upstairs.
I'm bringing you upstairs because my fans are reading me from my Wi-Fi. They're about to cancel culture me because I'm like, got bad Wi-Fi. I did the test before.
Oh, I'm seeing so much rubbish. And then
it's so much rubbish, but it's a leveler, isn't it? The connection issues. That's what I really like about it. You can have an absolute mansion. You can be a multimillionaire pop star, but your Wi-Fi is still rubbish.
Look at Joe Wicks. He might seem perfect, but even he had some issues when trying to work out with Ellie Goulding. It sounds like every one of us.
So, yeah, you're proper blurry, but we are. We can see you and I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're a bit blurry, but I can still see you doing the exercise. If you just tell me what one you're doing.
Yeah, you're a bit blurry. Not as dramatic as what happened to this vicar, Stephen Beach, who was recording the fourth in a series of virtual worship experiences in Plymouth. Now, he is next to some candles when this happens. Here we go.
Oh, dear, I just caught fire. Oh, my word.
Yeah, too close to the candles there, Vicar.
Radio 1 Breakfast. 1 with Scott and Chris.
It's our last day in for Greg on Radio 1 Breakfast, and we've got a big one for you. Final DJ set this week is from Eddie Hearn. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. I've always wanted to be a DJ. I finally cracked it. I'm over the moon.
Yeah, that is so good. Right, after Crouchy did his DJ set last week, I was very keen to see if Eddie was interested in signing up to do a DJ set himself. Because here's the thing, Eddie. You've got all the swagger of an Iron Appa DJ. You know what I mean? You'd either be a DJ or you'd be that guy on the door with the clipboard, you know, deciding who gets in and who gets out.
Or promoting the nights. I mean, I did actually have a few goes at that when I was younger. That wasn't as successful as my boxing promotions, but, you know, anything like that.
So let me explain, Scott. Eddie Hearn is probably the world's most famous boxing promoter. Or Eddie, how would you describe your job to someone like Scott, who isn't familiar with the world of boxing at all?
So basically, I get two guys and get them to dislike each other and come together at press conferences and, you know, talk disrespectfully to each other for a period of about 12 weeks, build the hype across social and digital media, stick them in a 20 by 20 arena, sell out Wembley and let them have a tear up in front of the world. I mean, you can't really ask for a better job than that. But, you know, amongst that, on a more corporate level, sort of developing the grassroots of the game, bringing people through. But yeah, ultimately, you know, of course, our biggest client, Anthony Joshua, you know, the big nights at Wembley against Klitschko and a possible fight with Tyson Fury. And we promote about 50 events now worldwide, about 16 in America, about 20 in the UK, Italy, Spain, Germany, Canada, Saudi Arabia, etc. So grew up in boxing with my old man and a dream job, really.
Incredible.
All right, well, we need to ask one big question then, and I'm expecting the answer. Give it to the people. Eddie Hearn, how would you fancy a DJ set on Radio 1?
Oh, go on then.
Okay, let's do it.
Eddie, you're used to bringing out boxers, you know, to their walk-on music. So really, this first song's got to be your walk-on music. We need a massive anthem. What have you got?
We've got Warren G, Regulate, This Is The One, Nate Dogg. Of course, talk about those great West Coast rappers as well. Nate Dogg is someone who I loved as well coming through. But Regulate is definitely one that reminds me of, I think I'd just passed my driving test. The windows were down. We knew every single word that you could possibly know about this song.
It's on.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the E so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213. One of them names was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your size. She said my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
Eddie Hearn, DJ set on BBC Radio 1. Sounding great already, Eddie. Okay, where are we going next? Oh, by the way, what room are you in today? Set the scene for us.
I'm just at the moment, I've just done a bit of work. We just did a Zoom call for Sky Sports and I'm just now in the living room and I'm, in my pyjamas at the moment.
All right, Eddie Hearn, in his pyjamas, in his living room. What are we going for next?
We're up now. We've got a bit of Ja Rule and Ashanti. Ja Rule was like the guy, he cracked it, didn't he? Ja Rule was so relevant. I don't know what happened to this guy. I know he ended up doing some kind of Netflix failed
festival.
Was it the fire festival or something?
But well, that's Ja Rule, a great question though. Yeah, but Eddie, what would you have done differently? Have you not seen Fire Festival? I'd love to have seen what would have happened if you'd promoted it.
It was such a shambles. And actually, coming in 2000, it's supposed to be coming in 2020, but coming in 2021 is our launch into music. So we will at some point be putting together events and festivals. Let's hope they go a little bit more successfully than the Fire Festival with Ja Rule. But when he did start out, Ja Rule was smashing it. This one, Ja Rule, Ashanti, Mesmerize.
Eddie Hearn's Knockout R&B Anthems.
Girl, your stare, those eyes, eyes.
Love it when you look at me, baby.
Your lips, your smile, eyes. Those thighs, I
love it when you look at me, baby.
And I can't deny, I
love it when I'm with you, baby.
All night, all night, all night.
even Alicia Keys' Gangsta Lovin' on BBC Radio 1. I've not heard that for so long. Eddie Hearn in the mix on BBC Radio 1. And a lot of people will know you because there's a parody account which literally has taken has taken Twitter memes to an absolute new level.
Yeah, and now I'm not really known as the guy who might have changed boxing. I'm known as the guy on Instagram. And I get people now coming up to me in the street just sort of poking me and going, do that. Oh, go on then. Do that. Do that.
Yes.
Shout out to a guy called Andy who actually works for the NHS, who created this himself and has now got his own little nice business going of merchandise and other memorabilia.
Well, so he started No Contacts Hearn.
Yeah, yeah. He DM'd me and he said, look, I love your stuff. I've seen all these clips, interviews. I hope you don't mind, but I'm just going to start this funny, you know, page. And I said, look, mate, crack on. Not expecting it to get anywhere near the size that it did. Anyway, fast forward a couple of weeks, and, like, it's everywhere. In time, you sort of come back, and it's like, oh, by the way, I'm now going to release a range of mugs and pint glasses with your quotes on. So I managed to get him to stick 20% into Haven House Children's Hospice, which is a big charity that we help as well. So, yeah, listen, it's all good fun. If it can put a smile on people's face, Let them take the mickey out of me. It's all good.
I'm loving this so much. All right, we went from Eve, Gangsta Lovin', to where next?
This is Bad Boy for Life, P. Diddy.
Eddie Hearn's Knockout R&B Anthems.
Come on. I'm the definition of half man, half drugs. Ask the clubs, bad boy, that's what's up. After Bucks, crush crews after us. No games, we ain't laughing much. Going nowhere, we ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now, cause it's Bad Boy for Life.
This is Eddie Hearn on Radio 1, my playlist, my time. Next up, we got Missy Elliott, Work It. If you don't again know the words for this, where were you? Work it, let me work it. Put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. If y'all can give it a try, yeah, there's something like that. You get the flow, here it goes.
I love it.
This is Eddie Hearn's Knockout R&B Anthems.
Oh, go on then.
Oh, go on then.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet yet. It's your primitive, it's wet yet. If you got a big, let me search it to find out how hard I gotta work. Yeah, it's your primitive, it's wet yet. It's your primitive, it's wet yet.
Eddie Hearn, DJ set on BBC Radio 1. Clara Amfo's with you from 11. What's your final selection?
Well, this one, I think, one of the greatest wonders of the world. You know, there's a lot of unanswered questions in the world that we may never get the answers to. And I think the main one, which has really made me ponder for many years, is what was under that plaster on Nelly's face? But forget that for now. We're going to hear Nelly, Country Grammar, an absolute banger to close things off.
Greg is back with you Monday morning from 7. Thanks for having us the last couple of weeks.
Do you know what we need, mate? A podcast. One Extra presents Too Rude for Radio. My name is Dotty.
I'm Robbie.
This podcast is for all the things we can't say on radio. Quite often, when the music's playing, we have X-rated conversations off air.
I'm going to ask you a question right, and you have to answer honestly.
Now, for the first time, you can hear those conversations.
Yeah, it's going to get a bit leery.
Too Rude for Radio. Download and subscribe on BBC Sounds.
You can have a theme song.
Don't be corny on the theme song, yeah?